بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر الخالق البارئ المصور الغفار القهار الوهاب الرزاق الفتاح العليم القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكم العدل اللطيف الخبير الحليم العظيم الغفور الشكور العلي الكبير الحفيظ المقيت الحسيب الجليل الكريم الرقيب المجيب الواسع الحكيم الودود المجيد الباعث الشهيد الحق الوكيل القوي المتين الولي الحميد المحصي المبدئ المعيد المحيي المميت الحي القيوم الواجد الماجد الواحد الأحد الصمد القادر المقتدر المقدم المؤخر الأول الآخر الظاهر الباطن الوالي المتعالي البر التواب المنتقم العفو الرؤوف مالك الملك ذو الجلال والإكرام المقسط الجامع الغني المغني المانع الضار النافع النور الهادي البديع الباقي الوارث الرشيد الصبور الذي ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن شاء الله today we discuss only three of the from the beautiful names of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, as we have recited, Al-Khaliqul Bari'ul Musawwirul Ghaffar. Ghaffar is that being who forgives in abundance, the all-forgiving, the most forgiving. And there are three similar words that we recite in the Qur'an Kareem that refer to forgiveness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. One is غافر الذنب وقابل التوب. غافر, Allah forgives. والله إن الله غفور الرحيم. غفور is another scale also for forgiveness. So one is غافر, one is غفور, and one is غفار الذنوب. Like how we would say in English, a person is big, bigger, biggest. So there is a scale in Arabic for even that, to show superlative, that when a person is big, bigger and biggest. So ghafir, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives the sin. We'll explain that. But Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi says that what is this ghufran and this forgiveness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? He says, Alladhi azhara al-jameel wa satara al-kabih. Ghufran, linguistically, in the dictionary, if you open up the word ghafara yaghfir means to conceal and to cover something. So ghafiru dhamb or ghafur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is ghafar, is that being who covers the fault and he exposes the good. So Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi says we see it in three dimensions in our life. He says, number one, the first, all that filth that is in our body is all concealed with the beautiful layer of skin. He says, no one sees the blood and feels like puking or vomiting. Doesn't see the failure of his organs and he goes into depression. Allah has concealed that. Number two, he says the train of thought and that message that's going through your mind, even the person next to you knows not about it besides Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He concealed it. وَإِن تُبْدُوا مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوْ تُخْفُوهُ يُحَاسِبْكُمْ بِهِ اللَّهِ. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about it. And he says the third dimension is that the sins we commit on a daily level, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala covers it up. And then the only thing that people see about us is the good. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi, ulama also write and say, if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had to expose our sins, as was done with the previous nations like Banu Israel, it used to be written on the home the next morning when they wake up, everything's written. The whole profile of what he did last night, for the last 24 hours. If that had to be written on our home doors, then our wives would run away home. Our children will disown their parents. Reverse the cycle. They wouldn't want to be attached to such a father. So this is ghafar al-dhunum, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, who is forgiving all our sins. Just as we are in need of the rahmah and the mercies of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we are in need of the maghfirat and the forgiveness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In the ayat of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِلَّا مَن تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. That person who makes tawbah, إِلَّا مَن تَابَ وَآمَنَ, he brings iman, and he couples the iman with righteous deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, forget about forgiving the sin. That same sin of yours now, I will translate for you into a good deed. Your evil now becomes a good deed. So this is only ghafar al-dhunub, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَمَن يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Who forgives sins besides Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? If we look at this, وَمَن يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, we as Muslims are so fortunate that the moment we desire some forgiveness of sin, then the only thing we need to do is turn to Allah. No confessing in front of Mawlana and says, Mawlana, we committed a sin. You know, please seek forgiveness on my behalf, or you pardon me, as it is in other religions. There's no confessing of sin to any being besides Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Ibrahim bin Adham, rahmatullah alayh, he beautifully has a couplet. He says, إِلَهِ عَبْدُكَ الْعَاصِي قَدْ أَتَاكَ مُقِرٌّ بِالذُّنُوبِ وَقَدْ دَآكَ فَإِنْ تَغْفِرْ فَأَنْتَ لِذَاكَ أَهْلُ وَإِنْ تَتْرُدْ فَمَنْ يَرْحَمْ سِوَاكَ. He says, O my beloved Allah, عَبْدُكَ الْعَاصِي, your sinful servant, قَدْ دَآكَ, has turned to you, is asking from you, مُقِرٌّ بِالذُّنُوبِ, I confess my every sin. He was a pious sage of his time. مُقِرٌ بِذُنُوب, I confess my every sin. O my Allah, if you forgive my sin, then that is most deserving of you. Ya Allah, that's most beloved from you. And O my Allah, if you have to reject me and turn me away, then there's no one to have mercy on me besides you. فَمَنْ يَرْحَمْ سِوَاكَ. There's no one that can forgive sins. So one is, we said, the three scales. Ghafir, Ghafur, Ghafar. Because there's three levels of transgression from man. One is a person who is an entry-level oppressor. We call him Zalim in Arabic. One is a person to a next degree, he takes it. Now we call him Zaloom. And the person who's on the highest level of transgression and oppression, we call him Zalam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, as we get the three levels of oppression in man, Zalim, Zaloom, and Zalam, similar in proportion to that is my maghfirat. For the Zalim, I'm ghafir. For the Zaloom, I'm ghafur. For the Zalam, I am ghafar. Meaning, in due proportion to the sin you bring, I will bring forgiveness for you. Hadith al-Qudsi, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, Ya ibn Adam, إِنَّكَ مَا دَعُوتَنِي وَرَجَوْتَنِي غَفَرْتُ لَكَ عَلَى مَا كَانَ فِيكَ وَلَا أُبَالِي. O insan, if you turn to me, you ask of me, you are hopeful, desirous of my forgiveness, I'll forgive everything in your records, and I don't even bother about it. No second look at what I forgive or what you came with. يَا ابْنَ آدَمْ لَوْ بَلَغَ الذُّنُوبَكَ أَنَانَ السَّمَاءَ ثُمَّ اسْتَغْفَرْتَنِي غَفَرْتُ لَكَ وَلَا أُبَالِي. Even if your sins have to fill the space between the heavens and the earth, that much of sin, I'm ready to forgive all of that conditional you make tawbah to me. Ya ibn Adam, لو أتيتني بقراب الأرض خطايا ثم لقيتني لا تشرك بي شيئا لأتيتك بقرابها مغفرة. O insan, even if you bring the earth full of sin, full of sin. So Shah Ismail Shaheed Rahmatullah Ali says, what you mean the earth full of sin? He says that earth full of sin means if you bring the sin of Qarun, Haman, Fir'aun, Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, all of them put together, you combine all of that in one personality, and he goes and meets Allah with all of that sin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you mean Tawbah? I'll meet you with the equivalent amount of maghfirat so you can go into Jannah. Only because you have understood and realized that there's no one to forgive you besides Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This word, ghafur, ghafur comes in the Quran 91 times. Ghaffar comes in the Quran 5 times. In the ayat of the Quran, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses the muttaqeen, innal muttaqeen fi jannati wa uyun akhidina ma atahum rabbuhum, innahum kanu qabla thalika muhsinin. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights the qualities of the muttaqeen, the people who will be on high levels in Jannah, amongst the qualities, salient feature, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَبِالْ أَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. At tahajjud time, they make an istighfar. The rest of the ummah is waking up and they're asking Allah for the different commodities of the world. These pious, selected souls wake up at tahajjud time to ask for forgiveness. And that's the salient feature of a mu'min. That after even the good deeds we perform, we ask for istighfar. The moment we make salah and we meet assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, immediately we say Allahu Akbar, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwal hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayhi. We recite that. At the end of the salah, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi, Umma ya Allah, I have wronged myself. But the question is, what wrong did I do? Umma ya Allah, I am in wudu, I'm in your house, I'm performing salah. What wrong? Why must I make istighfar? Is because the pious were so attached and close to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that they always felt they were deficient. They fell short. Oh my Allah, I have not worshipped you according to your grandeur and status. I haven't fulfilled that requirement in worshipping you, oh my Allah. Please forgive me. Man lazim al istighfar. That is why there was a pious person who used to come to South Africa. Many people will know him. He was known as Hakim Astaghfirullah. He was known as Hakim Astaghfirullah. Well, every time you meet this pious person, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. He'll make salam with you. Salam alaikum, alaikum salam. After that, tasbih comes out. Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. Wherever he is, Astaghfirullah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man lazim al istighfar. Allahu Akbar. Three beautiful bounties. Man lazim al istighfar. That person who all the time excessively is making tawbah to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ja'ala Allahu lahu min kulli diqin makhraja. Every difficult situation, Allah creates an exit for him. Wa min kulli hammin faraja. Every worry, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes it. Wa razaqahu min haythu la yahtasib. And Allah will sustain such a person from unknown sources, from avenues he never even thought about. When he makes istighfar abundantly to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that's exactly, there is one narration, one pious person, wallahu alam whether it was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or some sahabi, a person came to him and he says, Ya Rasulallah, or comes to this person and says that there's no rain. So the advice was, go make istighfar. Another person came, he says, I don't have children. He says, go make istighfar. Another person is complaining about sustenance. So the personality, whoever it was in this incident, says, go make istighfar. So the person sitting next to him said, every person came with a different problem. Yet there was one remedy you gave to all of them, go make istighfar. So he says, don't you read the Quran? فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. Then make istighfar to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, benefit, يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدَرَارًا. When you make istighfar, Allah will send the rains. وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالِ. Allah will help you with children. وَبَنِينَ. بِأَمْوَالِ وَبَنِينَ. With wealth and with children. وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتِ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. So whatever problems they want, in the ayat of the Quran regarding istighfar. And this is that hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is one wording Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that appears in Sahih Bukhari. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Sayyidul Istighfar. Sayyidul Istighfar. The leader and the chief, The best form of making istighfar, أن تقول, this is the wordings of Sayyidul Istighfar. Allahumma anta rabbi la ilaha illa ant. خلقتني وأنا عبدك وأنا على أهدك ووعدك ما استطعت أعوذ بك من شر ما صنعت أبوء لك بنعمتك علي وأبوء لك بذنبي فاغفر لي فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. That's سيد الاستغفار. Let's try and if possible try and learn this off by heart. نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم says من قالها من النهار. That person who recites it during the day, he recited muqinan biha, with yaqeen. فَمَاتَ مِنْ يَوْمِهِ قَبْلَ أَيُمْسِيَ. If perhaps he passes away that day he passes away, then فَمَاتَ, if he passes away, he'll be min أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. He's guaranteed his Jannah. And if a person recites it during the night, and he passes away before the morning, then such a person is guaranteed Jannah. If he recites these words of Sayyidul Istighfar, a lot of people are asking, you promise, and you're promising, and that page is not coming. Every week you say, no, next week, and then after that, and it's going to come. Inshallah, it's still coming, inshallah. Now it's gone to the printing house. Inshallah. So, Mawlana Yunus Batil Rahmatullahi used to say very beautifully, amazing used to say, he used to say that no sin is too big to be forgiven. Allah is the greatest. So how can anything be too big for him to forgive? Sometimes you feel, even, listen, I have done things no one did. You know, I've done worse than what you can imagine. Mawlana, I'm telling you from where I'm coming, you know, it's a dirty, dark history I've got. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven people worse than us also. And nothing is difficult for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to forgive. So therefore used to say, no sin is too big to be forgiven, and no deed is too small to be recorded. The smallest of excuses, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is looking for to grant us Jannah and to grant us His pleasure and His mercies. So that was the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Ghaffar. Ghaffar. And the next name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Al-Ghaffar. Al-Musawwir Al-Ghaffar Al-Qahhar. Al-Qahhar. Qahhar is the subjugator, meaning everything is under the control of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Huwa alladhi la mawjuda illa hu. Musakharun tahta qahrihi wa qudratihi. Everything is under the subjugation, the control, and the power of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That is Al-Qahhar. This word Al-Qahhar appears 5 times in the Quran, and in all 5 places in the Quran, it comes with another name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, which is Al-Wahid. أَأَرْبَابٌ مُتَفَرِّقُونَ خَيْرٌ أَمِ اللَّهُ الْوَاحِدُ الْقَهَّارُ قُلِ اللَّهُ خَالِقُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ الْوَاحِدُ الْقَهَّارُ. So Qahhar means everything is in his control, most powerful. Wahid, all alone. Generally, a person in this world may have might, power, or maybe a country is powerful because of its army, because of the multiple people, or the huge army and soldiers it has, or maybe because of the alliance it belongs to, or whatever the case be, then this is the strength and the might. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, my strength and might al-wahid, all alone is my strength. I don't need anyone to assist me, to help and to aid me in my power, in executing my power. So that is Al-Wahid Al-Qahhar. Ali radiallahu anhu used to say, عَرَفْتُ رَبِّي بِفَسْخِ عَزَائِمِ. That everything is under the control of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He says, I have recognized my Allah. I recognize my Allah when there was a cancellation of my desires. Whatever I planned, Allah broke it. I realized there is one Allah. That whatever you plan, whatever you desire, there is a supreme being who is in control of all of your plans. Everything. That this word Al-Wahid Al-Qahhar, Qahhar, the subjugator. Amr bin As radiallahu anhu, he was the governor of Egypt. Now, Egypt is famous for the Nile River, one of the longest flowing rivers. So, in that time they had a custom, and that custom was to, they used to do weird things so the Nile River would flow. They would take a virgin girl and throw her into the river. And funny things they would do so the river could flow. In his era now, the river stopped flowing. People started packing up, ready to leave Egypt. So he got worried, concerned. So he wrote to Umar radiallahu anhu, because he was the Khalifa. Said that the people are leaving Egypt because the Nile River is drying up. It is dry rather. So they are leaving. So Umar radiallahu anhu wrote a letter. He says, this letter, put it into the Nile River. Famous incident, we always hear it. So what was written in that river, in that letter, he addressed the Nile River. In kunta tajri min qibalik fala tajri. Wa in kana al-wahid al-qahar yujriyaka fanas'al Allah al-wahid al-qahar ay yujriyak. O Nile, if you are flowing on your own accord, don't flow. But if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, two qualities he mentions, al-wahid al-qahar is causing you to flow, then we beseech that al-wahid al-qahar and command you that you start flowing now. And he says the moment he put the page, the next morning they woke up and that river was bursting at his beams. And that river was full by 16 arm lengths, some historians say. So the Nile River was full, yet Umar radiallahu anhu only addressed the river with this one name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Al-Wahidul Qahar. Ulama explain and say that if a person has a fear for an enemy, or he is worried someone is trying to get authority over him, or whatever the case be, then to recite this name in abundance, Ya Qahhar, to recite it abundantly, there is some tarteeb. Certain ulama mentioned that something has to be done for 40 days. Maybe someone is taken into captivity. Some person has been kidnapped, is taken into captivity. Then this name, if it's done in a certain ma'amul, ulama explain what needs to be done. For 40 days, how many times you have to read it? How many thousands of times rather it has to be done? And inshallah, after that, a person will definitely get his freedom. The last name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for tonight, inshallah, is Al-Wahhab. Wahhab is the true giver. That everything comes from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Every bounty is from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allama Tibi rahmatullah alayhi says, that Al-Wahhab is Al-Mutafaddilu bil-Ataya Al-Mun'imu biha La an istihqaqin alayhi. Wahhab is that being who bestows and he grants and showers us so much of his bounties, yet we are not deserving of it. We are not deserving of it, but he gives it to us. Mufti Taqi, Damat Barakatuhum, Senior Alim, he says his father, Mufti Shafi Saab, the author of Ma'riful Quran, one day he was sitting with his father and they were in the car going somewhere. So they stopped at an intersection. Beggar came and he's begging. So the father put his hand in his pocket to give some money to the beggar. So the father, the son, Mufti Taqi Saab, says, I nudged my father and I told my father he is not deserving of anything. These are habituals. These are perpetuals. This is their business. And generally we also are confronted with the same situation. You see the same person, same intersection. Molana, people, these guys, they're making 400 bucks a day and they're doing this, they're doing that. But sometimes if they ask you in the name of Allah, then honor the name, not his condition. Honor the name. So Mufti Taqi Saab says, when I told my father these people are not deserving, immediately my father looked at me and he says, bhai, beta, he explained to his son, and he says, yeah, there's so many bounties of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, I and you, we are enjoying, yet we are not deserving of it. If Allah had to treat us like how we're treating him, where would we be? If Allah had to treat us like how we're treating him, where would we be? If Allah is going to give because of deserving, what are we deserving of? What are we? What can we say, Allah, I you have to give me, I require this. Oh, I'm deserving of it. I made so much of ibadah and so many khatam of Quran. There's nothing we can ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So Al-Wahhab, the true giver, is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Yes, man can give, but it's limited. He can give and then he can get exhausted his funds. Allah can give and continue giving and there's no end, there's no exhaustion and there's no end to the gifting of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Al-Wahhab comes from the word hiba. Wahhab, wahaba yahibu hibatan, gift. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us for free. And this is from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want anything in return. No recompense. Doesn't ask for anything. We don't pay Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He gives us shifa. He gives us hidayat. So much Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives us that man cannot give. There's so many things man cannot give. It's only Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This name Al-Wahhab comes and appears 3 times in the Quran. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ. The second time, قَالَ رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَهَبْ لِي مُلْكًا لَا يَنْبَغِي لِأَحَدٍ مِنْ بَعْدِي إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ. And the third time, أَمْ عِنْدَهُمْ خَزَائِنُ رَحْمَةِ رَبِّكَ الْعَزِيزِ الْوَهَّابُ. Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullah Alayhi, when he was sitting, and a person was brought into the gathering who was a little bit mad. So as he was brought into the gathering, he started doing amazing, weird, funny things. So the people felt ashamed. How can he do this in front of Mawlana? They took him away. So when they took him away, then immediately, Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullah Ali says, he says that, that sahi dimagh bhi bohut bari ni'mat hai. He says, now we realize that to be correct in your brains is a great bounty of Allah. In Arabic, it goes amazing. Arabic. An-ni'matu idha fuqidat urifat. Many bounties of Allah, when they are lost, realize what you had. Many bounties of Allah, we don't know what we got. When it's lost, we realize, oh, oh, this is who my wife was. This is who my father was. I didn't know you used to do that for me also. And this is who, whoever it is. Walk the hospital corridors, meet people, salam alaikum, oh hello, how are you? And speak to people, why are you in hospital? They will tell you things you never ever thought about. You never could fathom you had that in your system. Now how do we thank Allah for whatever He has blessed us with? One is taking every bounty by name and thanking Allah. And simple is to recite 2 rakats of salatul duha, which we call chash salah. This 2 rakats is sufficient to thank Allah for all of the bounties of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, whatever He has given us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq, that ability that we recite 2 rakats of chash salah and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of the bounties. There's so many bounties. Just the other day, looking at some amazing facts in one of the magazines, amazing facts on the human body. They say a human being produces saliva on his average life, an average person, an average life. So much of saliva he produces that if that had to be collected, it would fill 2 swimming pools. So much of saliva. There's only one part of the body that there is no blood vessels. It gets its oxygen direct from the air. Anyone? One part and limb of the body. It doesn't, there's no blood vessels in it. Amazing. Doctor, the cornea. The cornea, there's no blood vessel. Yet it gets its oxygen directly from the air. The nose and the ears continue growing. It's always growing. 1/4 of our bones are on our foot. That's why you got any problem, then you go for reflexology or you go to a podiatrist, whoever is pressing. Hey, my shoulders are paining. My back is, what happened? 1/4 of the collection of your bones are on your feet. All of this that Allah, the system that Allah has blessed us with, we don't even know about it. You speak to the doctor, he speaks what he has learned, what he tells you about your creation, that you get amazed. And you speak to different people. How Allah, you know, you speak to someone who knows about animals, someone who knows about the jungle, someone who knows about insects and plants. There's so much we don't know about. There's so much we don't know about. What Allah has facilitated and catered for us on earth, I promise you, we don't know most of it. Whatever little we got, you know, we think we know a lot. Very little we know about it. So we need to thank Allah. This name Al-Wahhab, ulama explain and say, for 3 days, if a person wakes up in the dead of the night, for who? That person, maybe he has got an overwhelming death upon himself. Cannot come out, Or sometimes a person, there is some difficulty, he wants some decision to come from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. With yaqeen, generally it is for financial, it does work with health and other also. If a person for 3 consecutive days wakes up in the dead of the night, in the dead of the night, preferably the last third, ulama say, performs wudu, makes wudu, 2 rakats of salah, at the end of the salah, then he will recite in his dua by going into sajda, Ya Wahhabu 100 times. He must recite Ya Wahhabu 300 times he must do this. Some ulama say, you go into sajda, but you pick up your hands facing the skies. You pick up your hands facing the skies, but you go into sajda and recite this for 3 days. Generally, ulama say, after that, there is guarantee if it was read with yaqeen, then there will be fulfillment of our needs and requirements. If it was muqaddar and it is the best for us, Allah knows what is best. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless each one of us. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahu wa ta'ala.